Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In Donut Economics, 7 Ways to Think Like a 21st Century Economist, author Kate Raworth challenges the traditional paradigms of economics, presenting a bold, new way to think about economic development and progress. Published in the 21st century, amidst growing concerns over climate change, inequality, and finite resources, Raworth's book is a timely critique of the foundations of classical economics. She advocates for a model that balances between essential human needs and the planet's ecological limits, famously illustrated as a donut. This innovative approach compels readers to reconsider how economies are structured and encourages the pursuit of sustainable development, equity, and shared prosperity. By bridging gaps between economic theory, environmental sustainability, and social justice, Donut Economics offers a visionary framework for addressing some of the most pressing challenges of our time. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the donut model. Kate Raworth introduces the concept of the donut model as a way to visualize sustainable economic development. This model represents a safe and just space for humanity that is bounded by 2 concentric circles. The inner circle represents a social foundation, ensuring that nobody falls short on life's essentials, from food and water to political voice and social equity. The outer circle represents the ecological ceiling, beyond which lies ecological degradation and planetary stress due to excessive resource extraction and pollution. The space in between the circles, the donut, represents the safe operating space for humanity. Raworth argues that the goal of economies should be to bring humanity into this space rather than chasing endless GDP growth. This model serves as a foundation for rethinking economic priorities, incorporating sustainability, and ensuring equity. Secondly, moving beyond GDP. One of Raworth's critical arguments is the inadequacy of GDP as a measure of economic success. GDP growth has long been the primary goal of economies worldwide, but Raworth emphasizes its limitations, particularly in neglecting environmental sustainability and social well-being. She discusses how GDP fails to account for the value of non-market activities like household work and volunteering, while also ignoring the depletion of natural resources and environmental degradation. Raworth advocates for alternative metrics that focus on well-being, equity, and ecological health, suggesting that a shift in focus can encourage policies that promote sustainability, invest in renewable resources, and support social structures, thereby leading to more meaningful economic outcomes. Thirdly, redefining economic success. Raworth challenges the traditional economic focus on market efficiency, profit maximization, and competition, promoting instead the principles of distributive and regenerative systems. She argues for economies that are designed to be distributive by nature, ensuring that value created is fairly distributed among society. This involves rethinking ownership, creating opportunities for community-based solutions, and leveraging technology for public good. Additionally, Raworth discusses the importance of regenerative design in economic systems, which ensures that the economy works with and within the cycles of the natural world, rather than degrading them. By valuing sustainability and cooperation over profit and competition, Raworth presents a model for economic success that promotes long-term survival and prosperity. Fourthly, systems thinking. Raworth emphasizes the importance of systems thinking in understanding the complexity of economic and ecological interactions. She argues that the economy is not separate from the ecological and social systems it exists within, but deeply interconnected with them. This perspective encourages a holistic approach to policymaking, taking into account the wide array of consequences actions may have in interconnected systems. By applying systems thinking, policymakers and individuals can better recognize feedback loops, unintended consequences, and potential synergies, enabling more resilient and adaptive economic planning. Systems thinking fosters a mindset that is crucial for addressing multidimensional problems like climate change and inequality. Lastly, thriving in balance. The concept of thriving in balance is central to donut economics. Raworth proposes moving away from the traditional economic aim of perpetual growth, suggesting instead that economies should aim to thrive within their means. This involves maintaining a balance between meeting the needs of all people within the limits of the planet. Thriving in balance requires a shift in economic values and practices, cultivating local and circular economies, fostering renewable energy, and promoting consumption that respects ecological boundaries. Raworth's vision is for economies that not only sustain, but regenerate life on Earth, creating a healthy balance between human activity and the natural world. By embracing such a balance, societies can ensure a livable planet for future generations while addressing present needs. In conclusion, Kate Raworth's Donut Economics, 7 Ways to Think Like a 21st Century Economist is a must-read for anyone interested in the future of our planet and the role economics plays in shaping it. Through her innovative donut model, Raworth invites policymakers, economists, and the general public to envision a new economic system that is fair, sustainable, and capable of addressing the 21st century challenges we face. Her book presents a bold call to action to reimagine our economic systems in ways that ensure the well-being of all within the ecological limits of our planet. It's particularly relevant for those interested in sustainability, climate change, social justice, and economic reform. Raworth provides a hopeful yet practical framework for achieving a balanced and inclusive future. Reading Donut Economics can benefit anyone looking to understand and contribute to a more equitable, sustainable world. If you would like to support Kate Raworth, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.